ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
We've got an important update for our viewers today, Randy, for the state of Missouri. Big things going on here.
Yeah, Allie's got some really good stuff going on with two lawsuits.
You know, we had Allie Grafe on here several months ago about all the certification of the voting machines, and she's one of these fighting moms that actually just keeps digging in and doesn't give up. And, you know, she's kind of like a cross between a pit bull and a German shepherd.
Yep.
You know, and we've had the chance to meet Allie a few times. And
before you bring her in, we had a little discussion beforehand. And I'm telling you what, she's going to bring up some stuff that it really sounds like there's some laws that they're trying to hide.
Who's they?
They.
Okay, they. And then we'll let Allie tell us they.
Yeah, and then there may be some stuff that the Secretary of State may not want to be known.
Well, I thought it was kind of fishy when the Secretary of State made some comments, and Allie's going to let us in on that. So, all right, Allie, welcome to Patriots with Grit today. Just blow the lid off this thing. Tell our audience, tell our viewers what you're uncovering, what you're doing, and what you're doing with your two lawsuits that you're bringing.
Yeah, hi, guys. So we do have some big updates and some updates that I think it's important for the listeners in the state of Missouri. If you're a citizen of Missouri, you're going to want to know. I have filed a petition to contest the primary election that is awarded to me as a candidate. And it's awarded to me as a candidate in the Missouri Reviser Statutes. And we're going to go over that in a minute. But it's different than a lawsuit because there's laws that govern a petition to contest. So, you know, this is different, yet Ashcroft recently has tried to combine them two into federal. But we'll start at the beginning because there may be some people that you know, haven't been following or need to get up to speed. But so since I filed this, there has been some weird things go on. So Ashcroft we got a sworn statement from a St. Charles County elected official that Ashcroft said to him that this will never see a courtroom. Why this is important is because the laws that govern this contestation, this isn't just a lawsuit that the Secretary of State is saying is not going to see a courtroom. He's actually, by saying this, seems to me he's breaking a law. So if you jump over to Missouri Reviser Statute 115.531, so it is the petition to contest the primary election. So there's a specific law that governs this that says not later than 5 days after the Secretary of State posts the official election results. And it goes on and it shall be heard. Heard, verified, and heard and verified in the court that it is contested in, which was the Circuit Court of St. Charles, which is where it should have been because it's the St. Charles County primary election, right? Doesn't belong in federal court. However, since I have him wrapped up in federal court since June with the EAC on the same topic, he has removed it to federal the day before the hearing. And then, you know, I wasn't notified until we got there. So when we get there and we talk to the judge basically says, you know, my hands are tied. Even if I wanted to, I'm not saying I do, but even if I agreed, I couldn't do anything because this is in the federal courts now. And then she proceeded to say that it wouldn't matter anyway. There was additional problems and additional conflicts that stated that she would have to recuse herself because she's friends with Kurt Barr and she was a contestant in the primary election.
Can you tell the people who Kurt Barr is?
Kurt Barr is the St. Charles County Election Authority.
Okay.
So he's the election director out in St. Charles County.
Okay. And this just 5 days ago, I believe, Allie, is when you had your court hearing, your court appearance, and from what I saw all over the place, it was standing room only.
Yes.
So you had a lot of supporters. I heard that people were coming out to support you all over the state of Missouri and some as far away as Texas. Is that right?
Yeah, that's we had amazing. Some Texas people there. Yeah, it was spectacular. And it was so important because that was the big statement of the day, was that the people showed up and we were standing room only in this packed courtroom that the judge, I think, was kind of taken aback by the crowd. And, you know, maybe I'm not sure why she said what she did, that, you know, she had these conflicts. But I got to thinking afterwards that if you go to the next law, that 535, it specifically states the contested election shall have preference in the order of hearing to all other cases and shall be commenced at the date set and heard day to day, including evenings and weekends if necessary. And so, okay, so from the first, these are conflicts that this judge would have known, not even by having to open the case, just by the title and the defendants, right? She knew when she got it that she was friends with Kurt Barr and that she ran in the primary. So why did this judge not recuse herself? So that, to me, states is breaking that law, because it states that my case should be heard over all other cases. So if she had a conflict, why didn't she recuse herself and me get another judge, so I didn't have to wait till the 19th to be told that she was going to recuse herself? So, you know, I just feel like there was maybe it has the appearance of a collaborative effort to subvert citizens' due process rights and obstruction of justice. So we decided, you know, me and my support team of pro sayers have we think that maybe the federal place, maybe the federal level is where it needs to be, because these are more federal offenses. And, you know, in my view, it just sounds like Ashcroft just drug poor Kurt Barr up for federal charges versus state charges. So, I mean, you know, I don't care where we hear it, but I'm guaranteed under the law to have a hearing, and that's what it is. And they're trying to dismiss it at the same time that both of them are speaking on election integrity and transparency. So, you know, it's very confusing for Missouri voters on how their, you know, your actions speak completely different than your words, guys.
So Allie, I want you to you've got two lawsuits. One on the certification of the machines, but the one we're talking about, your hearing this past week, is based on contesting your election, correct?
Yeah, for the same reasons, though. It's all for the unaccredited laboratories.
Right.
I mean, you're given an outlet under the law that says that it will be heard and decided. It doesn't say that it can be dismissed on pleadings, which is what they're trying to do. I'm offered under the law, I'm awarded as a candidate the right to contest an election that I participated in, that I feel that there's irregularities. And anything short of that is a infringement on my due process rights. And if we have to take this straight to the Supreme Court, that's what we're going to do.
So, Allie, my question is, why do you think that there are these so-called Republicans or conservatives that are in these upper-level offices? Why are they so reluctant and so hesitant to do anything with the election or election integrity or examining the election or the machines? Something just smells like a rat, because if I were in there and I were in their shoes, I'd be, look, here's the keys to the vault, open it up, let's look, let's make sure everything's safe and secure and fair. Once we find out it is, we'll move on. But it seems like they're fighting every inch of the way to prevent any of this from being examined. What say you on that?
I just think it's unbelievable. Somebody that's going to talk about being above board and all about transparency and, you know, basically running, he wants the governorship, but it's laughable, because he, you know a tree by its fruit, and he is not, he's not producing any fruit that if for election integrity that he can run on, because he's running right now scared from the evidence that I have. And if he was transparent and he was above board, they wouldn't be running from it. They'd be more than willing to abide by the law and give me my contestation and let the evidence be heard, but they're not.
We were just at an event 3 or 4 weeks ago with a very small, intimate event with for a local fundraiser.
I don't
fundraiser.
Like the word intimate.
Well, a small event for a local fundraiser here, and Ashcroft was there, and we had some timing. Randy and I were as close to him as we are now, talking to him, and you know we were getting ready to get into some deep stuff, and before you know it, you look up and he's gone. I mean, it's like 25, 30 people there. We were getting ready to corral him and just ask him a few, you know, face to face questions, and you know, we looked all over. The dude was just he vanished.
Well, so, and I want to say too, just on how I've been following through you and some other people, it just seems like there's always something that, just like Darren said, doesn't step up and just say, we're going to shut your mouth and we're going to show you that this election is clean. So, but no.
Well, that's his duty. That's his job. He's supposed to do that. So he's skirting his obligations to his duty and his oath. And by doing this, he's showing his true colors. And I think all the grassroots movements need to put their foot down on these endorsements, because, you know, these they want us to do stuff for them when they want our endorsement, but yet when we need them, they're not there. Right. So, you know, I will say though that we've been trying to get, obviously I'm not pro se out of I'm pro se out of necessity. We haven't been able to find an attorney. The 65 Project is a big issue for election integrity cases. They are a liberal force, a powerful force that threatens bar attorneys that take on election cases, threaten them with ethics violations. And so it's been very difficult. And then on top of it, you have a lot of attorneys that have conflicts of interest that have worked with the Secretary of State's office. So, you know, getting an attorney it's just been really difficult. And, you know, we have these cases and I'm in federal court. And if anybody knows of attorneys that have some stones that want to take this and step up with me to the plate, please let me know. Pass the number on to you guys. You guys can always get a hold of me. But if you don't, donations, as soon as we find an attorney, we got to be able to pay him, right?
Right.
Or her. But we need to spruce up our legal fund, because we're in the game now, and we've got two federal lawsuits there, and he's running, which means he's scared. He doesn't want to answer these. So I need legal assistance. And NoMo Fraud, www.nomofraud is where you can go donate to the legal fund too.
Well, and we just had a power couple on two nights ago. In fact, I just put you in touch with one of them here at the last 24 hours, and they're out on the East Coast, and they are thick, deep into the weeds. I'm talking like Missouri times 28. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Are they pro se or do they have an attorney?
Well,
right
they
now
had,
they, are.
They had $800 an hour attorneys who basically they ended up terminating, because I think the attorneys, for the most part, just left them high and dry and wanted to take credit for what they had done.
And so, by taking credit, they continue to raise funds for the case that they weren't even on. So there's probably a lawsuit there.
So they are representing themselves right now in U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, we're going to get the documents for that.
I didn't think you could in U.S. Supreme Court. I thought you had to have an attorney at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Not according to what they said.
I don't know.
But
are you sure it's not the state Supreme Court? State Supreme Court, you can.
I don't know.
I believe it said U.S. Supreme Court from what she sent us on the front of that filing. But, you know, but the whole point is it gets back to the dirty attorney. You know, there's dirty attorneys, dirty judges, dirty courts, dirty government. It's like they're all just in one big cluster. You know what I mean?
Well, and you said ethics charges. To me, it's unethical to take on a case like this. Because
what do you mean?
Well, you said that the liberal organization can get their bar suspended because of ethics violations.
No, they go after the attorneys that do represent election cases.
That's
so
what
nobody
I mean.
Nobody wants to take them on.
But people are scared, so I would think it would be an ethics violation not to take on a case.
Oh, it is. I mean, it is. I have a right for representation, and I can't get any because of threats and intimidation on both from the government and from, you know, these liberal companies. So, you know, I'm pro se and I'm going on my own out of necessity because I'm not giving up. I'm going to fight until, you know, there ain't no road left.
So, Allie, speaking of threats and intimidation, have you personally received any threats or been intimidated by certain people or groups or anything at all? Or everybody pretty much have your, are they supporting you?
Oh, I've gotten a ton of support. I mean, I must be sliding under the radar, or maybe I'm underestimated. I don't know. But no, I kind of keep to myself, though, and I don't, you know, I've kind of slid underneath the radar this whole time, which I feel like that may be why I've gotten so far. But I think now's the time that I really need the Patriots to step up, that, you know, that we need to get, even though there are a lot of attorneys that are bad, there are some really good ones that I know, you know, we just got to pay them, you know.
Right. Well, for what
right?
it's worth, your first episode with us a few months ago was the first one that got us our first strike on YouTube. So I thought
know,
I'd make you feel
it.
A little better.
It so means that, something.
Yeah, so we have one more strike and we're out. But anyway, I just wanted to give you credit for that. So,
Thank you.
So talk to us a little bit about, so each one of these cases now, how are each one of these progressing, and like, where are you in that process?
Well, we're still at the pleading stages in the federal one. I call it the first federal because now there's two federals, but I guess they're trying to move them together, but they're two different cases. Obviously, one is contesting an election that happened in August, and another one was filed at the end of June. So I don't understand how they could be put together. But and there's also laws that govern the contestation. So, you know, there's certain timelines that have to be adhered to that have already been broken. So, you know, I was asking the judge, what are the laws that govern my contestation, because the laws that are on the books don't even apply anymore because Secretary Ashcroft slow walked the official election result posting. So, you know, I don't know what laws are governing mine.
It's kind of like they're making up things as they go.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, anything that will work to get away from this.
Well, and I say all the time, Americans and conservatives have been so asleep and so comfortable for so long that,
yes,
you know, all this stuff has been going on behind the scenes and we didn't know anything about it. And now people are starting to wake up, thankfully to COVID and thankfully to 2020 in November. Mm-hmm. But had those events not happened, who knows where we would be right now as a country.
It's true. I mean, there's people that still aren't awake. And, you know, the thing about this is that this is not political. So I'm not sure, you know, the death threats, I'm not sure who they'd come from unless they're like, you know, paid. But, you know, these are everybody's votes. So Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, I don't care what you are, they're stealing your vote. Your elections are not legal. Anywhere in the state of Missouri, your elections are not legal, and the Secretary of State is fighting me to keep the evidence out of court.
And I'm not sure it's just only in the state of Missouri. I'm thinking it's in a lot more states than that. And I think it's
right.
been going on
it's in all of them.
For decades, and we've never known it.
So all of this falls back into the Secretary of State's lap, correct? Because he's in charge of you tell me.
So he is the official election director of Missouri.
Okay.
So he is in charge of ensuring that our machines are certified and tested appropriately by an independent laboratory. That's his job. We codified that into law with HB 511. We codified HAVA into law in Missouri with HB 511. And, you know, he has no choice. He has to do that. So the fact that he is not making sure that our machines are properly certified by an independent accredited laboratory, he's not doing his duties. Now, the EAC, which is why I have the EAC and the other in the federal case with Ashcroft, is because the EAC is the federal, the sole federal authority of that. So they're kind of blaming each other, you know, and I'm over here going, I don't care whose fault it is. Let's just get rid of the machines.
So they're kind of like, they kind of want to be on each other's team, but yet when it gets down to it, they want to start eating their own, right?
Oh, yeah, they're not on the same team.
Were they ever?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, it seems like a lot of cases or a lot of times in politics like this, they all want to play buddy-buddy, nicey-nice, and then when it gets down to it, they throw each other under the bus.
And that could have been. I mean, it could have been a strategy to, you know, come in. But I think they're both saying, well, you know, the feds are going, this is a state problem, and the state's going, this is a federal problem. So
pass the buck.
Yeah, and
like, and in the meantime, the people are the beneficiaries of a crap system that's completely fraudulent and illegal.
Yeah, and I'm sure the taxpayers are paying. I mean, here you are out there, you know, privately raising funds and doing this on your own. I'm sure we, as all taxpayers, are all fighting the other side of this against you.
Yeah. I'm playing with house money. Well, you know, that's kind of way I look at it. I'm playing with house money, I'm playing with my own money. I'm paying them anyway, so might as well be putting them to work, right? but you know, I'm not gonna. I think that this contestation is an opportunity because they can't escape it with dismissals, even though they're trying. But it's awarded to me under the law, so I just need to get, you know, I can argue this and I can win it because I know, you know, y'all know I know this stuff like the back of my hand. My problem is going to be like the procedural processes that are going to, you know, because he plays games. He's playing games with our elections. He's playing games with our vote. He's playing games over there. And I just need, you know, counsel that can help me play games back.
Well, the thing is, they know how to play the games. I mean, they've been career politicians, and, you know, before them, they had career politicians in their families, and so they know how the game's played. And we are we as the Missourians are the ones, you know, facing the brunt of all this nonsense.
Well, right. I want to bring up something. You mentioned the accredited labs. I recently heard something. You tell me if this is true or not. Excuse me. The labs are kind of directed by the manufacturers on what they're supposed to certify. If that's true, then if there's Chinese influence, they're just telling the accredited labs how to bypass what they don't want to see.
Well, if you go to ProVNV, ProVNV is one of the accredited, unaccredited labs, right? Mm-hmm. If you go up to ProVNV.com, the first thing you should notice is that it's an unsecured site, okay? Our critical testing our critical, it's from an unsecured site. But if you go a little further and you notice their mission statement, their mission statement is to satisfy their clients. Who pays them is the manufacturers. So the machines are their clients. So you got the wolf guarding the hen house.
I mean, the only way to get rid of it is to just totally eliminate the machines. Get rid of all the fraud. You're going to get rid of the machines.
And that's what we're asking for.
And think how easy it would be, Allie, to have, you know, I don't know, 50 or 100 people, you know, counters on the night of the elections. It could be done in a matter of, you know, probably what, 12 to 15 hours?
Yeah.
You know, France did it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were done by 8 p.m. Yeah. And it took Ashcroft 26 days to post official election results. Yet France can come out with official election results at 8 p.m. on the same night?
Yeah. Lady X said she found a statute that shows that they can start counting manually way before the election's even over and go through the securing process and the chain of custody and have just stay with it. And it doesn't take that long.
Sure you can.
The
fact that they're going through a less transparent process than hand counted, hand casted paper ballots and going through these machines where they can't be verified. There is no public trust. If the public cannot see how their vote is being tabulated or see how it goes, there's not trust in the system. You have a broken system. So you just got to completely remove the machines altogether. This isn't difficult. Like, it's just not a hard solution.
Well, I know, Allie, we have a common friend among us, and he's based on the Kansas side in Johnson County, Thad Snyder. And we saw him speak at the Kansas Election Integrity Forum back in June. And, you know, he laid out from stage the plan on, you know, if they were to be, the machines were done away with and they were all, the votes were to be tabulated by manually at the end of the night, how much more efficient it would be, how much faster it would be, and the cost involved is a fraction of using the machines.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the accuracy is like right on the money. But there's a reason why they want to stick with these machines, because they know they can manipulate. I don't care if they're hooked to the internet or not hooked to the internet. If it's mechanical, it can be manipulated 100%. Yeah. You'll never convince me otherwise.
So, Allie, you know what Mike Lindell wants to do with them. He wants to melt them down and make prison bars.
I agree. I love it. I'm there for that, Mikey. I'm there.
I support Mike.
Yep.
By the way, speaking of Mike Lindell, if you need some pillows, sheets, or slippers for Christmas, Allie, just go to MyPillow.com and mention the promo code GRIT, and you get a huge discount off your order. So, MyPillow.com, promo code GRIT.
I actually have to make a purchase on that pretty soon, so I'll use GRIT.
All right, use GRIT. That helps us to keep the show live, and that helps our friend Mike in Minnesota keep all those 2,000 employees employed.
And keep the FBI from taking all his
stuff.
That's
right. Well, he needs the business to keep the FBI at bay, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us an update. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the public about this whole process, or have you pretty well covered it?
You know, I'm learning that the judicial, no matter which avenue you go down, there's corruption, but there's also good people, and we can't lose hope, because God's got this, and He's brought me here, and He's not going to leave me, no matter what district, circuit, federal court I'm in. We have the Mighty Counselor, and He's going to take this ball and take it over the finish line. So
I agree with that. Allie, thanks for joining us tonight. We come back on like in the next few weeks and give us another update?
Of course.
Because I have a feeling this is going to be an ongoing deal, because anything that gets in the courts never is quick.
This is going to be a docu-series.
That's right.
Yeah.
A multi-part docu-series.
Hopefully with a wonderful ending of Missouri being freed from the shackles.
That's it. That's
okay,
it.
Allie Grafe. Allie, tell us again your website and where our viewers and audience can go to watch what's going on and support you.
Yeah, there's video updates on my website, www.nomo, and that's MONOMOFraud, FRAUD, nomofraud.com.
Perfect. I would say everybody go there, keep up with Allie, because she's keeping up with Americans plus Missourians to keep this thing on the up and up.
Little piece at a time.
That's right. Okay, Allie, thanks for joining us. We're going to have you back.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you. Take care.
See you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.